Business ownership is not easy, but if you have a passion, like I said, that's what's going to keep you going. You got to make sure that whatever you start, you are passionate about. Because if you're not, it's not going to last. And that is really my parting words. Make sure that you're passionate about whatever you do. Come check us out. So, hello everyone. My name is Rona Nain. I am the owner CEO of Dope Vegan. We are a plant-based, handcrafted burger, gourmet restaurant in West Palm Beach, Florida.
It's killing in today on Diversified Game. You guys are in for a truly inspiring treat. This guest, Rona Nain, she is the creative force behind Dope Vegan, and it's a food truck. If you catch that corner off Military, you are going to be full, happy, and just full of joy. But the blessing in this business is, like all great businesses, it came during that pandemic time, depending on what you thought, 2022, but it was a necesito, because her sister, who was battling with lupus, was going raw vegan. And Rona learned the game, said, "Hold on, I got a business here." She had a great career, but she had her purpose she wanted to do. So, welcome to the show, Rona. How are you doing today?
Oh my goodness. Thank you for having me, Kalana. We appreciate it. Thank you. I am doing good. Today's been a great day, and I'm just happy to be here.
Good. The best is yet to come. So I can feel it. I feel the vibe, positive
Yeah.
vibes, from Jamaica all the way to the
Oh,
US
goodness.
to Ghana, positive vibes,
To Ghana.
to Africa, Mexico, all of them.
Yes, we all from the same place. All from the same place. So I appreciate being here. Yeah.
Okay, I just had to throw in Jamaica because
I
you got
know.
I gotta represent. Your people say you didn't represent Jamaica, why not? So I gotta let it be known. But tell the people, this business started in 2022, but I have a feeling that a business was always on your heart. When did you
Yes.
first know that I could do a business? I'm doing great in the corporate world, but I know I can do a business. When was that like? When did those thoughts and you started writing things down, and how did you go about, getting that planned?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've always loved food. I've always had a passion for cooking. Like you said, my background is Jamaican, so food is really central to our culture and to just bringing everybody together for every occasion. Growing up Jamaican, there was a lot of cultural foods and dishes that I had to learn how to do. And so that was always a part of my life. So when COVID happened, like you said, I was in the height of my career. I have an MBA in, in marketing, international studies. It was at that moment where everything changed. There was so much happening in the world, and I was like, man, I really want to continue this passion that I've always had of food and the love of food. And this is like the time. If it's now or never. So that's when Dope Vegan was born.
So you got all the planning, finances, everything. I mean, you had it like that, I guess, since you were killing it in corporate. And it was like, some people take 10 years to to start their dream, but they've been dreaming for a decade. And you
Yes.
just it just it sparked like that. But I have to tell you, the people, her food is delicioso. And I am 200 pounds. I'm working on it, y'all, but I'm 200 pounds for a reason, because I know something about food. How did you like what was the taste testing and knowing, like, okay, we got to use this and that, because you are going to be judged at a higher standard because you are
Yes.
Jamaican. People are going to expect you to have flavor, which you do. I've had her burgers, y'all. I've had her fish burger, which it's hard to get a good fish burger. I swallowed that
Yeah.
thing before I left the parking lot. But tell the people, like, what were the steps? Was it YouTube University? Was it, just your sister telling you what
Yeah.
she learned? How did you get those recipes right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like you said, my sister, she when she was diagnosed with lupus, one of the things that she had to do was go plant-based. And coming, like I said, coming up from a Caribbean household, I saw how we had to figure out how to make plant-based taste good. Because normally, when you think of plant-based, people think of bland. They think of just veggies and not the best options. And we couldn't really find that in the restaurants or in the stores, so we had to figure it out ourselves. So I just remember her and I just kind of looking at the flavor profiles. All right, this we can make. One of our favorite dish is stew peas and rice, and normally stew peas and rice is made with a salted pork. And she couldn't have that anymore. So we're like, okay, well, let's figure out how we're gonna make tofu taste good. And so basically, what people don't understand about plant-based is that you, as long as you have flavorful ingredients like the spices, you can make it taste good. You just have to know how to put it all together. And so when COVID happened and I was like, okay, I told her, I was like, this can really be a thing. We could really bring what we enjoy at home to the world. And so the flavors really were birthed years in the making. It was just at that point, it was like, okay, let's try to see if the world will actually like what we put together. Yes.
So are your burgers, including, even the fish, are they tofu? Are they, I call it seitan. I hope I'm pronouncing
No.
it right. But I don't, it's not Satan, y'all, but it's seitan. Is it, what are you using and why? Because a lot of people don't know there is vegan, junk food out there, and many
Yes.
people talk about that. So tell us about your ingredients and why those ingredients.
Sure. So our burgers are a combination. We we have sandwiches and we have burgers. So the sandwiches, we use tofu as the base, and we batter them, and that's kind of what we use for our chicken, our vegan chicken and our vegan fish. Our burgers, we actually use Impossible beef as the base of the burgers. So with Impossible, it's a plant-based beef option, and it basically is just like ground beef. You have to put the flavors into it to make it taste good. So we have our vegan butter, we put our spice blend, and just our process of making the burgers still stay juicy, because a lot of times with plant-based burgers, once you cook it, it starts to get dry. So we kind of figured out how to make it still retain the flavor while we're cooking it. So that's really it. And then also our sauces are one of the items that really make our food flavorful, is because all the sauces are homemade, they're custom made, and they're based on the different burgers and sandwiches that we create. And it's just a combination of the bread. It's being toasted with butter, vegan butter, and garlic butter. Everything is really what makes our burgers the way they are.
And I assume when you say the Impossible Burger, because the ground Impossible Burger, is that easier to season than doing the whatever they call it, the already made frozen in the bag? Which one is better that you found? Because you put a lot of love into it. So whatever you cook is
Thank
love
you.
in it. But is it the ground? Because some people will get thrown off and say, "Oh, I had an Impossible Burger from Burger King. I didn't like it."
Yes, exactly. And we get a lot of customers say, "Oh, I don't like Impossible." But the way how we've put it together, it's I always say, think of it as just you get a piece of chicken. You have a chicken, you have a steak. It's if you try to cook it the way it is, it's not gonna taste good. You have to know. All right, I got to put this seasoning in it to make it taste this way. So that's really what the plant-based beef is. It's just a blank canvas, and then now you bring in your own authentic seasoning and blends in order to make it taste the way you want it to taste.
Okay, but is it frozen or is it in the
It can
refrigerator?
be.
It can
It's
be.
frozen. Yeah, it can
Okay.
be frozen. There's other options, like, you have veggie patties, which are different from the Impossible Beef. But the veggie patties, everything really just depends on how you put it together.
Got you guys. So, Burger King didn't give you the love. So try it the dope vegan way. I promise you will not be disappointed. Talk about when you started, did you get any venture capital, angel investor, city, county help you? What was your family support like? Because many entrepreneurs come on the show, and I'd say 98% say, nah, there was no support like that for many of those people. They just started, and little by little, things blossomed.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I started, I have a business partner that we kind of came together and figured out the logistics of, like, getting the trailer, getting all of the financial stuff together. But it really it wasn't easy. It was all we had was the trailer. And so now it was like, okay, we need to come up with a marketing plan. We need to make sure that we're putting out consistent flavors and ingredients, and how do we get people to connect with our brand? It was hard. I mean, I remember days when, I was in the trailer and one customer came, and we were just so happy that one person came to try the food. So it was definitely not easy, but what I can say is that you have to be consistent. Even in the moments when you want to give up, I held on to God and knew that, if you kept on going, eventually it will work out. But that's the hardest part, is sticking through it, because there's moments where you just want to give up, especially when, you're not seeing the money coming in. But it can't be about the money. I always say, if you're going to start a business, it has to be passion driven, because there are going to be moments where that's the only thing that's holding you to the business. If not, you will just give up.
Man, preach message because, even whether it's, I tell people business is a lot like dating or whatever your relationships are. And most people, they don't mind showing you the greatest time when they meet you, showing you who they want you to think they are. But the consistency, most people can't be consistent, y'all. And that's the difference between the winners and the losers. Now, when, you got a business partner, did you have to go through friends, family, or how did you find that? Because many people say, only if I had a partner. Kellen, will you partner with me? I might be good for money and strategy, or strategy and money. It depends on the business, but I don't want to be like partnered up with everyone because I have other things I want to do, right? So, and it's a real relationship that you're in when you have a business partner because that person's looking at the money and how you're doing things. Wait. You want to use fake Wagyu? I say fake Wagyu because you're vegan, but how did you find a business partner so quickly with having the idea and someone to say, look, I'm here, I'm rolling with you?
Absolutely. So I, with my business partners, we actually worked together in corporate America. We worked together. One of them, we went to church together. So these were people that I knew years prior. It wasn't just something that just kind of happened overnight. And they believed in me. You have to make sure your business partners believe in the vision and the mission, and they're like, okay, you know what? I'm going to ride with you, even if we don't see the fruits of the labor right now. And like you said, I feel like business partnerships is like a marriage. I really, because you have to make sure that you are on the same page. You got to make sure that you can make decisions. You can disagree and still have words that are enriched to your soul, because a lot of times you're not going to always agree, but it's how you make decisions as a team is what's going to separate you from going further or staying stagnant.
Amen, amen to that. It's real. And then if your business partner y'all becomes your spouse, now you're like in a double marriage
Oh my goodness.
with double kids, and it can only get more and more complicated, but it can be done as long as you have an understanding. Now, can you tell the folks who say, "Oh, wow, she sounds inspiring. Thank you, Kellen, for bringing this game. Don't thank me. Just share the game with someone. Like it, subscribe." But can you tell the people, when if they want to try to do a food truck like yours and they're a repeat customer maybe of you, where do they need to be as far as money-wise before they open the door? What is one thing that you would have known before that you might have done before opening that door? Because you don't know until you go.
I mean, I guess I would say the first step before you even purchase anything is to make sure you have a business plan. The business plan is the most essential part of creating a business, because that's where you're going to really sit down and look at, okay, what's my target audience? How much money am I going to need to spend in order to create this vision? And then once you have that, it's really and truly just coming up with the capital of getting it. You could start small. You don't necessarily have to have a food trailer. You can do pop-ups, you can do a tent and table, until you get the monies together to get a food trailer. So that would be the first thing I'd say, is to make sure you have a business plan. And then with that business plan, you could even pitch to people, who people in your life that could sew into your vision, because they see that you have something that is tangible, that they can see that, okay, this person is trying to do something, but they're not just saying it. They actually have put the work in to make sure that it could be a thing once it launches.
Okay. And where would you say money-wise if you were advising? Because some people start and they say, "Oh, I got $1,000. I think I can go rent this trailer every week." Like people have the craziest ideas. But even if you have $50,000, you just, like you said, the planning, it's all the planning. But where
It's
would
all
you
the planning.
advise where somebody might be serious to say you can survive and keep the doors open? Because you don't know what will happen on the first day. And people don't know unless they hear shows like this to say, okay, an expert in her field who's winning at the game told me I could be at this number and I should be good.
Sure. So there's food trailers that you can rent, if you don't want to, purchase one. Or I'd say at least 1500, be able to have at least $1,000 to $1,500 to put towards renting or owning a food trailer. My food trailer is a little bit bigger. You could start smaller, so I'd say between $500 to $1,500 a month, easy to have as an option. You also need money for food costs. Those are the different things. Are you gonna have employees? Is it just gonna be you? So you gotta just think about all of those costs, rent, operating costs. So I'd say, like, on a monthly basis, and I'm just saying because I'd say about 500 to $2,000 a month.
Okay.
Is that
Okay.
helpful?
That helps. If not, they're gonna come to you and they're gonna keep asking you questions at the truck, right? And you got a repeat customer. Tell the people, with the success that you're having, and again, like I often mentioned, the best is yet to come. What is a community give back that you are doing or that you would like to do in the future? Because your business is still young.
Yeah, for us, we've always said that one of the things we want to do is get into the high schools, get into the schools, and really just teach about plant-based life, that it's not boring, because I really feel like it starts at a younger age, where a lot of times people think plant-based is boring. They feel like you got to be vegan to eat vegan, which is not true. So one of our goals is to get into the schools, teach them about how a plant-based life can be actually an amazing thing, and how you don't necessarily have to be vegan. You can actually have a combination lifestyle, because a lot of our customers are meat reducers, people who just don't, they don't, they like meat, they just, on certain days, they just don't want to have it. And just teaching How does that work in a lifestyle of health and wellness overall?
Awesome, awesome. Getting into the high schools,
Yes.
I man, you know, veganism or people trying to reduce their meetings for whatever reasons. It's like everybody is on that kick because they can feel the it weighing you
The
down,
difference.
the difference. But you have such a name. I'm waiting because I didn't see it on the website. What is the merchandise coming for Dope Vegan? So people can just walk around this whole city, around the world, Dope Vegan, and they got the shirts, the hats, the socks, and all that good. Maybe even the cups. The
I
cups,
see
y'all. Yeah. You
the
know, when is that coming?
Oh, it's coming. It's coming very soon. We're actually working on a shirt, a sweatshirt. It's coming. I'd say in the next 2 months. Just wanted to make sure that it's perfect before we put it out to the world, but it's definitely coming soon.
Okay. Even the wristbands, you know,
I see it.
you know, all of that straight from Kenya, y'all. Uhaligani, Kenya, for the Kenyan audience listening, come to America, have some dope vegan food. Now, Dope Vegan, you're on the corner of Military. You're in a great place for folks who want to just stop on by. A lot of people say, oh, the food truck is a setup for the restaurant or for a chain of food trucks or maybe franchise model. What is your plan, you and your partner's plan on, you know, making this happen? Where do you see the next steps going?
Absolutely. So I feel that with the location in West Palm Beach, it's God willing, it's going to be a staple in our community because the way how we've set
Amen.
it up, where there's an outdoor area, it's just a cool place for people just to come and just relax and just have good food, have music, enjoy the weather when it's not storming, you know how Florida is. But for the most part, West Palm Beach will be a staple in that area. We are working on a brick and mortar location to be launched in Boynton Beach. So that's coming up soon. And then also, like you said, we are working on a franchise packet to expand into communities like Stewart, areas that don't necessarily have a lot of vegan options at the moment. So it's coming. It's just you got to start, you know, you got to start, create a community, create a brand, and then once you have that, then you branch out into the different markets, but it's coming.
Yeah, and you know, when you talk about franchise model, that becomes a whole different business for those of you who say it's a whole different business than what you're doing now because you got to worry about so many other things because there's so many communities. Grambling, Louisiana. I went back just shortly. My wife did a talk at our where we went to school. There's nothing vegan that is delicious, but I can get some good gator. You know, but there's no vegan deliciousness. And it's like this could go so many places. Africa, I didn't forget about you, but we're gonna first put it in a box, business in a box, then we'll pitch it to y'all in Africa. That's a beautiful. So in Boynton Beach, are you hiring yet? Because some people will listen to this and they say, you know what, I want to get the game, but I want to get my hands dirty and learn from the ground level before I even try to, you know, venture off into my own thing. I got a 10-year plan. Are you hiring already and what are you looking for?
We're not hiring yet. We'll start the process in the next few months. The goal is to launch next year, early next year. But looking for just people who are multifaceted. Customer service is everything to us. You have to be able to make people feel special because we believe in memorable moments. You know, when someone comes to your restaurant, they have thousands of different options in one city, and you have to make sure that they feel like, oh my gosh, this person sees me. They value me. So that's one of the things where when we do begin the process, and we're hiring on our website. So once we have that out, we'll put it on our social media. You have to make the person has to be a people person. That really is. I feel like if you're a people person, you can train the person to do anything. And truly.
Well, let me tell you how special it is to have you on, because I go to restaurants and sometimes I say, hey, let's do an interview. And if I go to your restaurant, but I can't get an interview out of you, I don't feel special. I'm just being honest. If I go to a restaurant and you don't remember this face and this voice, I don't feel special because I'm just not any, what did Aaliyah say? I'm just not anybody. I got to watch
Anybody.
my body, right?
Hello.
So I feel it, and I appreciate you doing it, because I've even, if you don't appreciate my business and what I'm trying to give, because it's not like I'm making money off this, it trickles in. But what it does do in my Rolodex is I get to show people, oh, you want to do that? This person did it. Oh, you like vegan food? Go to this site. Listen to the business owner. And so many business owners don't get that, especially in Palm Beach and entrepreneurs, because out here there's something about, in our Black community especially, like it's all about me, 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 and we talk unity, but we don't show it. And so if you haven't seen me at your restaurant or your business, it's because you won't even go do a free interview. I don't charge for this, and I'm one of the best interviews, if not the
Yes,
best,
you
you'll ever
are.
have in your life. I thank God for the gift. But it's I appreciate that. It's something about Jamaicans too. They know customer service. I can tell somebody pretending to be a Jamaican versus a real Jamaican in the customer service. We got pretenders out here. So we got people who
No,
speak in patois. Go ahead.
you have to have customer service, and we always say that within the first second of someone walking up to the window, you want to say, I see you. Let me know if you have any questions. Take your time, review the menu, and let us know if you have any questions, because it's so important. Like you said, there are so many options, and I just can't understand how business owners don't understand that. People work hard for their money. That dollar in their wallet, their $10, they work hard. So you have to make sure that they know that they are appreciated, and it's not transactional. I just cringe at transactional moments when it comes to the service industry, because people want to feel a sense of belonging. They want to feel seen, they want to feel heard, and that is our goal with Dope Vegan. And I really feel like that when we first started, and to date, that was one of the things that we really wanted to make sure that our customers felt like family. And it's proof is in the pudding, because a lot of our customers, I know their names. I text them. I have a business phone. We save their numbers in the phone, so when they call, we're like, hey, John, hey. And they're so surprised, because like, well, how do you even know my name? Because that's how important you are to us, because we want to make sure that you know that we appreciate you completely.
Amen, amen. I'm telling you, there's people at dispensaries and at the trap house that can remember people's name. Hey, Frankie, Crazy Frankie, or whatever, they can remember. So if names aren't your thing, at least faces, y'all, at least have a positive vibe and mean it, because you can tell the real from the fake. And that's why you'll be around for decades to come, generations to come, and even your baby. And if you decide to have even more, they will benefit off of it. But let the people know, because I know you are a woman who is on the move. Let the people know where they can find you, and any last words.
So you can find us on social media at Eat Dope Vegan. You can find it on Instagram, Facebook. And when it comes to the social media platforms, I actually see everything. So if you send a message, you send a DM, I see it, and typically we respond within, I don't know, 24 hours, but probably less. I'm just saying the status quo. We respond immediately. And then also our phone number, 561-788-5139. Just give us a call. I typically also answer on our off days, because people have so many questions. They're just so amazed that, okay, are you sure this is plant-based? And I'm like, yes, it is plant-based. We get that so often. And so yeah, social media, our phone number, our email is eatdopevegan@gmail.com. You can find us there as well. But any
And you
last
got
words? I just want to thank you so much for having me on your amazing podcast. I just think that it's just special that you have created such a great platform for people just to share and just to talk about passions. Truthfully, normally I think all these things in my head, so it's kind of nice to talk about it to the world. Business ownership is not easy, but if you have a passion, like I said, that's what's going to keep you going. You got to make sure that whatever you start, you are passionate about. Because if you're not, it's not going to last. And that is really my parting words. Make sure that you're passionate about whatever you do. Come check us out. You will find that it is not your typical dining experience because we make sure that you not only feel the love when you come, but the food is made with love.
Amen, amen. I agree to the point where you guys, if you go there, I guarantee you will enjoy your food, and you can pick from them hot fries to that, homemade drink, whether it's lemonade or whatever is brewing, because it's all homemade. But go check it out. And I will say this too. The fact that you have another food truck, another Black-owned business right in that space, and both of y'all only have nice things to say about each other shows that Black women, Black people can get along. There ain't doesn't have to be a beef.
Absolutely.
All them stereotypes you guys were believed to believe, get that out of your head. Decolonize your mind. These women are killing it. They're crushing it. And I'll get into the other business on another episode, y'all, God willing. But you have been blessed with the game. So right now, I want you guys to like the game, subscribe to the game. And if you do nothing else, the most important thing is to share this game with somebody. It will change their life. Y'all, be blessed.
Thank you so much. Yes, and just to say what mention what you said, there's enough in the game for everybody. There's enough money, there's enough customers in the world for everyone. So if you work together, it's possible. And with Shamika, our neighbor, there's always love. We like you said, we always have nice stuff to say about each other because we understand that the industry sometimes wants to tear, especially women in business, apart. But we definitely are not going to let that happen. So.
Are you tired of the rat race in America? Are you ready to visit the motherland to relax and rejuvenate? Are you ready to explore all that Africa has to offer? Then check out the brand new Diversified Game Academy course. Prepare for my first trip to Africa. Are you worried about being able to afford the trip? We got you. We will show you how to travel either on a budget or as a baller. Learn how to stress the value of the USD. Did you know that 100 United States dollars is worth over 1,000 South African rand or 10,000 Kenyan shillings or 54,250 West African CFA? Are you worried about taking your kids? Get the game from Kellen Cash, a bona fide world traveler, having traveled to almost 20 countries, several of those in Africa. Get the game on taking your kids on their first trips. Learn how to find the best tickets, get the visas, and plan your own adventures in Africa. Don't let Eddie Murphy have all the fun. Plan your own coming to Africa trip starring you, produced by you, and featuring you. If you are ready for a life-changing experience, sign up for our course today, Diversified Game Academy. Get prepared and purchase at diversifiedgame.com.